Blog Talk Radio.
Once again, baby dub.
Oh,
You are now tuned in to Real Talk with Kia, where we bring it to you real. Here is your host, Kia Evans.
Happy Tuesday, everyone. Thank you for tuning in to Real Talk with Kia. I am your host, Kia Evans. Very exciting day today, guys. Today is my 31st birthday, and I am totally excited about it. I'm glad to be here another year, glad to be able to still be used by God. I tell everyone the fact that I'm still here, you know, if I made it another day, just proves that God is not finished with me yet. He still has a purpose for my life, and I intend to do exactly what he has for me. I want to thank everyone for the birthday shout-outs on Facebook, everybody that called, everyone that has texted. You know, thank you so much. I greatly, greatly appreciate it. To anyone who wants to give out birthday love on the show, you are more than welcome to. All you have to do is press the number one. I'll call your number, and we will bring you up on mic. I have some amazing, 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 exciting news to share with each of you today, to all of my listeners. We have an awesome opportunity. God is really, really doing something in this ministry, and things are moving very quickly. You know, when things started happening, it was like within the blink of an eye, a couple of days, God had already set it up. So I have some great news to share with each of you, and I'm sure that you will be excited just as well as I will be excited. I thank everybody who's calling in. I see that the chat is open. I see a lot of support. I see a lot of people calling in. So it is wonderful. And to all my listeners, you know, you make this the best. You really do. And I'm glad that, you know, I'm able to share my special day with each and every one of you. So thank you, thank you, thank you so much. Guys, when I tell you that this is exciting and that, you know, God will blow your mind, God will definitely do just that. All you have to do is remain obedient and keep doing what God has intended and ordained and created you to do. And everything lines up, no matter what it looks like. God always has a way around it. Everything, good or bad, it always works for your good. So we're going to go ahead and get into the show. But before we get deeper, guys, you know what time it is. It is time for our brown gravy moment. As you know, we started our brown gravy segment last week, and it was awesome. And I am ready to hear what the bishop has to say to us today. So, guys, let's get ready. All right.
It's time for a brown gravy moment with Bishop R. Chris Brown III.
Greetings and good afternoon. It's time for the brown gravy moment on Real Talk with Kia. Before we get to the moment, it would do me the greatest pleasure to say happy 21st birthday. I know it's 31. But happy 21st birthday to Miss the Reverend Dr. Kia. And certainly we pray many, many more that comes your way. We appreciate you and we thank God for your life.
Thank you, Bishop.
Yes, ma'am. Now, the moment. In life, we suffer many hits. We go through many ups and downs. The vicissitudes of life can leave us in disarray, and our emotions can kind of be all over the place. I want to say something to you, and hopefully it'll help you right where you are. Never make a permanent decision off of a temporary feeling. I'll say it again. Never make a permanent decision off of temporary feelings. Because if you do, it's going to purchase for you a new feeling called regret. So instead of making a decision, be still and know that He is God. He'll be exalted amongst the heathens. He'll be exalted in the earth, and He has your best interest at heart. Pull yourself back, cool off, wait a while, then make that decision. You have just received your Brown Gravy moment. God bless you.
Amen. Thank you so much for that, Bishop. We really enjoy his Brown Gravy moment. And just taking into consideration what Bishop said, never make permanent decisions off of temporary feelings. It will purchase you to a new feeling called regret. Very awesome, very awesome. Make sure, guys, that you are tuning in every Tuesday to hear a Brown Gravy moment with Bishop Brown. I enjoy it. All right, guys, guess what? Today is my birthday. Like I said before, I am totally excited. It is my birthday, and I am grateful to be here to share my special day with all of you. Again, for you just calling in, to the people who are joining me in chat, again, thank you so much for all the birthday love. Today is open. If you want to share some birthday love online, you definitely can. In chat, if you want to come up on mic, just press the number one. We'll bring you up on mic. But like I said, guys, we have some amazing news to share with you on today. I have so much that God has given me, so much that God has shared with me, and so much to share with you on what God has been doing in this ministry, on this radio show, and how God has expanded things tremendously. Just to give you some information of what we're about to do, I will say that this week, today, this Tuesday right here, will be our last Tuesday on Blog Talk Radio. Yeah, I know. You know, we've been with Blog Talk Radio for 2 years, about a year and a half. 2 years will be in September. And, you know, we've enjoyed it. You know, God has been doing some great things on this radio show. We've had teleconferences and everything. So, you know, I appreciate everything that Blog Talk Radio has offered us. But today will be our last day on Blog Talk Radio. And guess what? Well, guys, go ahead and brace yourselves. But God has blessed me with my own radio station. I know, right? Isn't that amazing? I will have my own internet radio station. So our new launch date will be next week. So guys, you know, just stay tuned to my Facebook. I'll make sure that I get you all the information, because next week we are partnering with Streaming Broadcast Network, Streaming Inspiration Broadcast Network. I have met the most wonderful man. His name is Alan, and he has this platform where we're able to have our own internet station. And I went and reached out to Alan and just inquiring about it, just to see, you know, what it was about, what was going on. Never really thought that God would move things as fast as he did. Within, you know, the short amount of time of speaking with Alan, within about 2 weeks later, I was able to go ahead and set this up. So the great news is, guys, that we will not be on Block Talk Radio anymore. We will be on our own station. This is a station that will be playing music. We have access to it 24/7. I have unlimited airtime. So what we would do is Real Talk with Kia will still be every Tuesday, of course. But the great thing about it is the name of the network that I have, that God has given me, is Ruah Life Network. Again, that is Ruah Life Network. And guys, when I say that this is going to be amazing, this is going to be amazing. I have connections in Africa. We have some African music that's going to be playing. We have some Caribbean and island music that's going to be playing. And, of course, I serve God. So this is a Christian station, okay? The whole network that I'm partnered with, it is Christian. We have Christian standards and everything, but we're going to have some African Christian gospel music, Caribbean island Christian gospel music. And the greatest thing about it is, if there's anybody out there who wants to participate in this station, you are more than welcome to. When I say that this is a way to be nationwide, to be international, it really is. We have people that's in Africa that will be able to listen to this show, and people in India and things like that. And all they have to do is just call in and listen. So, guys, when I say that this is awesome, this is so awesome. I did not think that things would move so fast. I didn't think that, you know, it would just be this way. I was thinking that, you know, maybe we'll launch it in the summer or sometime in the fall, you know, because I was like, you know, there's things that needs to be done. But God, when I put my faith in God, God has proven himself and shown himself in just that, that what we are doing here on Real Talk with Kia is in line with what God has given me, the vision he has given me, what God wanted us to do, and we're doing that. We're about to reach people. I have great, great connections, like I said before. We are going to, you know, if you want to advertise on the show, you can. If whatever you want to do, you want to be a guest on the show, just reach out to me, contact me, you know. I will help you get out there, because there was somebody that helped me get here. And we still have so much more to do. There's miles that we haven't even crossed yet. And I'm so very, very excited. All right, guys, so this is what we're going to do. Like I said, if there's anybody who has any birthday love or anything that you want to shout out to me, you are more than welcome. I do see that someone has pressed the number one, and I am going to go ahead and bring them up on mic. And by looking at this number, I do think that this is my baby girl, Makisia. So let me go ahead and bring Makisia up on. Hi, Keith.
Hey, I told you I was going to be in the bathroom or whatever, but I just want to wish you a happy, happy, happy birthday. I love you so much. I know you had a dryer or something in the background, but I just want to wish you a happy birthday and let you know how much I love you. You're an awesome woman of God, and you mean the world to me. Oh, my God. But, yes, I love you and happy birthday, and I will talk to you later.
Oh, thank you, baby. I love you, too. And you know you mean the world to me, too. Thank you so much. And you have a great day at work, okay?
Okay.
All right. Bye. All right, everybody. That was Makisia. That's my baby girl. She is awesome. She is very great to me. So thank you so much for that shout out, Key. Like I said, if there's anybody else who wants to say anything, you are more than welcome to. But before we get any further, I do have my sister on the line, my sister, Ms. Sequoia Gilliard. If you remember, Sequoia has been on the show a few times. She helped us when we did our suicide, and she has also came on and talked about, you know, her experiences and what God has done for her, how God has healed her and turned her life around. And for some who don't know it, Sequoia is very good with poetry and spoken word. I heard her, some of the things that God has given her, and she is awesome. You know, I'm so glad for this connection, so glad for how God has connected me with her, not only her, but with other young girls who are basically, we have the same mindset. We're definitely doing things in God, and somebody else have it, and we're all connecting together. So I'm very, very thankful for her. And what I'm going to do is I am going to bring Sequoia up, and Sequoia is going to give us a poem and some spoken word. Miss Sequoia, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you doing? Happy birthday.
Thank you, lady. Thank you so much. Y'all got to stop. Y'all making me blush. You know, I get so excited. You know, like, even though I turned 31, it's like I'm still like a little kid. I'm like, oh, my gosh, it's my birthday. So thank you.
You're welcome.
So I am very anxious, very excited for you to share a spoken word or a poem with us. So you may go ahead.
All right. This poem is called God's Masterpiece, and it's actually one of the poems that I have in my poetry book, Pillars of Hope. And so it was something, as I read, I was like, God, what should I say? And I read a couple of poems, and when I came across this one, I felt that it fit so uniquely for you. So I was like, you know what, God, this is what you laid on my heart, so this is what I'm going to say. So God's master, you were divinely created in the image of the Almighty King. Carefully designed, you're one of a kind. You were formed with purpose and destiny, created to be unique. Never apologize for being you. Duplication can be achieved by none. Imitation, they have failed to deceive. People try to label and define you, forgetting they did not create you. You have been used and abused. They have judged and talked about you, scandalized your name, calling you everything but a child of God, telling you that you will never be anything, making you feel Lord and dirt. Sadly, some have believed the lies of the enemy. As a result, you have felt unworthy and contemplated suicide because of the lies disguised as truth. But the truth is you are fearfully and wonderfully made. You were never created to blend in with the crowd, but you were designed to stand out, and of that you should be proud. You descend from a royal priesthood, created to be a queen. You are the apple of God's eye and far more precious than gold. You are anointed and destined for greatness. You were created to be more than a conqueror. God loves you, and you are a reflection of him. No longer should you apologize for being you, but recognize you are God's greatest masterpiece. And
wow.
That's my love for you today, Ms. Nakia. So happy birthday once again.
Thank you, Sequoia. I wish I was near you so I could just hug you. I love that. Thank you. That was awesome, guys. Guys, you know, you really need to reach out to Ms. Sequoia. She has a book. It's called Pillars of Hope. Listen, what God has given her is amazing. It is awesome. So I'm encouraging each of you to check it out, you know, see what you can do. This is things that I love to hear. I love to hear how God will use someone to express themselves and express God's words. He's just giving it to you, and all you do is write it on paper, and it is awesome. And I can't wait to see what else God has in store for you. So thank you so much. All right, guys, so listen here. We have about 5 minutes left before we end, but I do want to tell each and every one of you that I love you. I really appreciate you. And, you know, leaving Blog Talk Radio, you know, since we've been here for about a year and a half, it's bittersweet. It is, because, you know, I've grown used to it. I love Blog Talk Radio. Like I said, we have some amazing and great shows. But God has something in store for us, something better, and it's like we're just taking another step into what he wants in this radio show and what he wants in this ministry. If you are an artist, if you have written songs or you have your own songs or things like that, I will be more than happy to play your music on the station. If you want to advertise anything, your events, you know, your books, your music, your ministry, anything, just let me know. Like I said, this is an online radio station. We will have music playing. We'll have commercials going. And this is international, guys. Anybody can get online. Anybody can listen to this. Real Talk with Kia, like I said, will be every Tuesday. About it is, you know, of course, we will have a different number. And I'll make sure that I give all that information out to you. But I need you to be there next Tuesday at 6 o'clock, because it is going to be our great launch, our great launch. And I do see that someone else would like to say something, so give me just a second, guys. The number is 803-429-2776. Hi, how are you?
Hey, sis, can you hear me?
Hi, how are you?
All right, so you know this is your brother, Lyndon, and I just wanted to wish you happy birthday. I'm excited for what God is doing, and just keep doing what you're doing.
Oh, thank you, Lyndon. Guys, this is my brother, my little big brother, because he's very protective of me. I am the oldest, but this is my little brother, and you know, I'm excited for what God is doing in him and his ministry as well. And you know, I haven't seen him in a while because he's moved, kind of left me out here. But I thank you for everything that God is doing. So, Lyndon, thank you. Thank you so much for the birthday shout-out, the birthday love. Thanks. I really appreciate it. All right, guys, we have 2 minutes left. I see somebody else has asked. Come on up. The number is 980-329-8452. Hi, how are you?
Hi. This is Ashley. I just wanted to wish you a happy, happy birthday again. I love you. I'm very, very excited for you. I praise God for you, and you know you are my role model. I am so excited for you, lady.
Oh, thank you, Ashley. That's my other baby girl, Ashley. Her and Key there, you know, those are my baby girls. So thank you so much, Ash. I love you. I miss you. And I'm glad that, you know, you have looked at me as that. And I thank God for that. You know, I thank God that, you know, he can use me as an example. All right, guys, our time is up. You know, I have to leave out, but remember, that next week will be our launch. Make sure you follow me on Facebook, on Kia Evans, or Real Talk with Kia. We're going to have all the information. So be ready, be amped, because we are going to celebrate on next Tuesday. All right, guys, thanks so much. Have a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful week, and may God bless you. All right, guys, bye.